Hey, sweetie, what happened? You're never late to our movie nights, and you look so stressed. Let me guess. Was it that professor who made you stay late again?
I knew it.
Ugh. I don't know why he needs to be such a jerk to you. You're a super sweet boy, and you definitely don't deserve that. I think I might have something that can help put a smile on your face, though. Can you smell it? Yeah, I baked you a cake.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not a big fan of cooking, but I wanted to do this as a way of saying thank you.
For what? Come on, you know what.
Oh, you're gonna make me say it, aren't you?
Okay, I will. You deserve it after all. Come, sit on the couch, please. Thank you for helping me when stuff went bad. You know, when my ex left me for that younger girl and took my son with him. I was just broken and lonely, and I didn't know how to cope with it and how to start things over. But then you saw me crying in front of my apartment door. And you sat down there and talked to me for hours. You just moved in at the time and you didn't even know me. That's even more amazing now that I know how shy you usually are. And the next day, damn, I still don't know what I had in my mind. I, a woman in her late 30s, asked you if you wanted to come in to watch sci-fi movies, play video games, and eat pizza with me. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? You probably thought I was going to steal your organs or something, but you actually came, and I had such a great time. I don't know. Ever since the first day we met, I always felt that I could just be myself around you. You know, do things like talk for hours about totally irrelevant topics that I'm super passionate about. You never judge me for my age or, well, you know, liking the kind of stuff I do at my age. I really enjoy spending time with you, and I'm glad we made this a tradition. I love it every single time. I think I rambled a lot more than I expected, but I just wanted to say that you are very important for me. And to be frank, I would never have guessed that a college kid would end up being my best friend. But I'm really glad that happened. Oh my god, you're blushing so much right now. Stop being so cute. But there's something else I wanted to say too. And I think it's something important to talk about if we're going to keep doing this. Shit, this is gonna be so awkward. Please promise me you're not gonna freak out. No, I can't tell you what it is before. That doesn't even make sense. You have to promise first. And you do? All right. I know that you are not as innocent as you look. I mean, I notice how you look at me sometimes, how you stare at me when I bend over to pick up something in the kitchen, and how you look at my tits when I'm concentrating on something. Hey, what did you promise about not freaking out? I am not scolding you for this. I just wanted to talk about it. You're a young man, and you're full of hormones, and you were alone with a woman at her home for hours. I don't blame you. And, okay, I'll just be honest. I actually like it. I mean, I like feeling wanted. Well, especially by you. Come on, haven't you noticed that every time we see each other, I'm wearing more revealing clothes? Yeah, like, on our first nights together, I was wearing long dresses, and then I started wearing jeans and t-shirts with a very generous cleavage,
then yoga pants, and now I'm only wearing a thin sports bra and pajama shorts that barely cover my ass. A coincidence? Oh my God, you are so adorable, but so clueless. I guess I'll have to be very clear then. I have a big crush on you. You are the only one who's been there for me when I needed, and I love your company so much. Initially, I thought I was maybe misunderstanding it, that it was just a really strong friendship, that you were too young for me, like everyone else would say, but it's not that. Every time I'm with you, my heart starts beating so fast, and I feel like I'm young again. And then I saw how you were looking at me sometimes. I mean, that's so wrong, but it also felt so good when I noticed it. And that's when I realized I really wanted to be desired by you. And that I love it when you look at my ass when I bend over that kitchen counter. And that when you do that, I always wonder if you're fantasizing about coming up behind me and taking my clothes off and fucking me right there. Because that's exactly what I'm fantasizing about. And I can't fucking help it. I know this is a lot, and it sounds super crazy. Suddenly knowing that your neighbor, who's also your best friend, who's also almost double your age, has feelings for you, and also has extremely naughty thoughts involving you. Believe me, I almost gave up on telling this to you so many times, but I can't hide something like this anymore. I don't think it would be fair to you. So, if you can see me as anything other than your nerdy older friend or your neighbor, if you really mean it, with those looks and stares you give me, please tell me. I know you're dying of embarrassment right now. It can be just a simple yes, and I'll take care of the rest. Really? I mean, I kind of knew it already, because your pants are almost ripping right now, but I wanted to hear it from you just to be sure. I would never want to force you or pressure you to do anything. Anyway, I'm talking too much. And now that I know you want me to, it's time to actually do something about it, isn't it? Just sit in a comfortable position and I'll slowly straddle you. How does it feel, sweetie? Having this soft, round, fat ass you've been devouring with your eyes, pressing down against your lap, and these tiny shorts, grinding against your cock. Does it feel as good as you imagined? Oh, even better. I'm flattered. Now kiss me. You don't know how fucking bad I need you. I can't believe I'm finally doing this. Damn, your lips taste good. Oh, yes, of course you can grind back against me. No need to be shy. I'm already on your lap, almost begging to be fucked. Can't really get a better sign than that. I love how your lips feel against mine. No. Of course I don't care that you're a virgin.
To be honest, the thought of corrupting a shy young man like you drives me even crazier. You can touch my tits now, too, by the way. I know how much you've wanted that. That's good. But it's not what I meant, silly. Touch them under my bra. Oh, that's definitely better. But how does that feel? Playing with these big, soft tits. What a flatterer you are. But I guess you're right. You do have a lot to play with here. By the way, you don't need to be quite so gentle. I don't break that easily. Yes. Oh, like that. Good boy. What was that shiver? Oh, so you like being called a good boy? That's very interesting. I was thinking about giving myself to you tonight, but since you're not very experienced and you like being my good boy so much, I have other plans now. I'm gonna teach you and make sure you have the best first time any boy has ever had. Just let me get up for a bit. Don't give me that look. I know you love feeling me on your lap and touching my breasts, but I have somewhere else I want to sit. And I promise you are gonna love it. Just lie back on the couch and make yourself comfortable. Now, I'm just gonna take my shorts off and my panties. Oh God, those are soaked already. Put my legs around your head. You see how wet I am, honey? It's all because of you. And now I'll lower myself a little bit and you'll use that soft tongue of yours to... Oh, yes. Oh, such a good boy. Licking me with so much passion already. You've been devouring me with your eyes for so long now. Fucking eat me. Eat my little pussy. Start by licking the lips. Like that, yes. And slowly put your tongue a little deeper. Like that. You're a fast learner, aren't you? My good boy is a very fast learner. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Are you sure you've never done this before? You're fucking good at it. No, don't try to speak. Just keep going. Just keep going. I need you to lick my clit now. I need it. Lick my clit. Go a little bit up and fuck. Yeah. You can suck it a little bit too. Yeah. Good boy. Keep doing exactly what you're doing now. That's perfect. That's perfect. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop now. Oh, I miss being wanted like this so much. Fuck. You're gonna make me come. Just a little more. A little more. A little more. You fuck. You're gonna make me come. All over your face. Right there, right there. You did really, really well. Oh my God, are you okay? Fuck, I got so worked up, I forgot to let you breathe. I'm so sorry. Oh, you're fine? Oh, good. Being suffocated would not be a very good memory for your first time. Oh, I'll let you catch your breath while I take off your clothes, okay? You definitely deserve a reward for being such a very good boy.
First, I'll unbutton your shirt. Then unzip these pants that are almost bursting right now. Oh my God. Oh. I think I might have exaggerated a bit on the teasing. Just, wow. I can feel your cock throbbing in my hand, even through your boxers. Talking about underwear, it's in my way. Or should I say, it was. Oh, look at those veins and all that dripping pre-cum. Oh, baby. You can bet I'm going to make it worth the wait. I can't wait to taste you. You taste delicious. I would say I'm pretty good with my mouth, but, I have an even better idea. What if I use my tits, too? You look really into that idea, huh? Who would have guessed? Lie back, like you did before, and enjoy yourself. I'll do all the work now. Just let me take off my bra. Cover your cock with spit to make it nice and wet. Oh, I love that look on your face when I tease you. It's so adorable and sexy at the same time. But I won't leave you waiting any longer. I bet you love it when I put your cock between these big soft tits and squeeze it. And licking and sucking the head like this. Oh, I know, you're almost bursting right now. I want to taste every inch of this young, delicious cock. If you are an obedient and good boy, and if you don't come until I let you, I'll even slide your cock deep inside my throat and let you come there. Does that sound tempting? I'm not gonna go easy on you just because it's your first time, sweetie. Are you sure you can resist? Just for a little longer. All right. Just for a little longer. All right. You can go as deep as you want. And fill my mouth with your cum whenever you want. You deserve it. I'll open my throat for you. Mm.
Did you like the reward, my naughty boy? Good. Very good. Oh, I'm sorry. This might be asking too much, but do you think you're going to take long to recover? I know you're young and full of energy, and I'm dripping wet right now. My body is craving for you so much. Do you mind if I touch myself in the meantime? You can watch and see how much I want you. I've done this so many times, thinking about you before, thinking about you fucking me, about all the fantasies I had with you. Fuck, I was right about you being full of energy. You're already hard again. Are you ready? Come here then. Listen to me closely now. I'm going to say this once, and you are going to be my good boy and do exactly what I'm saying, right? Good boy. I'm going to bend over that table right there, and you are going to do exactly as we've both been fantasizing about for so long. You're going to come behind me. You're going to grab my hips as tight as you can. And you're going to fuck my brains out. Now. Oh my God. Yes. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me. Make up for all those times you've wanted to do this before. Fuck. Don't be gentle. I want you to pound me, baby. Your hips thrusting and bouncing on my big fat ass. Fuck, this feels so good. Harder. 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 For fuck's sake, just go as hard as you can. I want your cock deep inside.
Deep inside my pussy.
Wow. Since when did you get so aggressive? I think I've finally awakened something inside you, haven't I? Yeah? No, I'm not asking you to stop. Spank me harder. Fuck. This feels so good. Making a move on you was so fucking worth it. Shit. I can't be so loud. The neighbors are gonna hear us. I want to scream. Quick. I'll just get this tablecloth and tie my mouth up with it. Just give me a hand here. Beginning, I'd really doubt that you were a virgin. Ooh, I gotta get off the table. calves aren't what they used to be, you know? Was it good for you too? I really think it's important to make your first time special. I'm glad to hear that, sweetie. Oh, and don't worry. I always use birth control. So, we're safe. Will you lie down with me? I'm really tired, and seems like you are too. Here, just lie down next to me. I know it's not very nice to do these comparisons, but my ex-husband always seemed to only care about himself when we did that stuff. I think I probably always liked to be a bit dominant, as I'm sure you noticed, but I never really knew about that. He was too proud to even consider doing something like that. This was just something else entirely. For real, it was incredible. If that's you as a virgin, I can't wait to see what a little monster you can become later. And I will be so glad to train you, honey. Oh, I'm sure our nights together are going to be even more fun from now on. Come closer. Let me hold you for a bit. I just wanted to say that you're amazing, and I'm so happy that I got to know you. You really are one of the best things that's happened to me, and I really love you. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I should not have said that last part. No, I mean, yes, it is true, but it was definitely too soon to say something like that. Please don't think I'm a freak. I guess it's not like I know how to hide it anyway. Yes, I love you. I mean, how could I not? You made, and you still make me feel things that I haven't in decades. And some things that I never felt before, too. And you're so funny, kind, smart, amazing, and all right, I'm sounding like a teenage girl making a confession now. Are you sure you feel the same? I mean, you know, it's not going to be easy to be in a relationship with someone that's so much older than you. People are going to judge us everywhere. Your family might not accept it. I only want you to do this if that's what you really want, and if you feel that you're ready. Thank you. I'm so glad. Oh, we can talk about this more in a bit. But before that, let me go to the kitchen real quick and get the cake. Because I'm so hungry right now and you haven't tried it yet. Getting out of bed right now is hard, but I'll do it for you. So, how many slices do you want? As you wish. I'm sorry, I've just been really wanting to say that ever since we watched that movie together last week. I know I'm a dork. You don't need to tell me that. I'll be right back, sweetie.